This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives meeting begins. Preparations to pass transitional justice bill today. Monsoon-induced flood and landslides disrupt road section in various parts of the country. And United States says it aims to lower conflict in Middle East. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives has begun and is currently ongoing. In the House of Representatives meeting, a bill related to transitional justice is to be tabled today. The House has made necessary preparations to endorse the bill today itself. As per the schedule, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Ajay Kumar Chaurasia, will present a proposal for discussion on the Commission for Investigation of Disappeared Persons, Truth and Reconciliation Commission, Bill 2079-BS. Likewise, Minister Chaurasia will also present the report of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has instructed to maintain the collaboration between Kathmandu University and the Leakhel Hospital for the next 5 years. In the 97th meeting of the Kathmandu University held today at the Prime Minister's residence, Balwatar, Prime Minister Oli as the Chancellor gave instructions to resolve the discrepancy between the university and the hospital by sitting together. Disputes and confusion arose between the two organizations regarding the fact that the Leakhel Hospital was about to take the approval of the establishment from the provincial government and the university was preparing to open its hospital. Prime Minister Oli said that since the university cannot immediately open a new hospital and the government cannot invest in it, the relationship and cooperation with the Leakhel Hospital should be kept for the next 5 years. Prime Minister Oli further said that the university will prepare to open its hospital within that period. Policies issues including this will be decided by the next University Senate meeting in August. In the same meeting, the topics of other challenges and difficulties were also discussed. The Narayanganj Butwal road section along the east-west highway has been obstructed. Nawalparasi Barda Ghat Susta East Road section has been obstructed again after a landslide occurred in Binai Triveni Rural Municipality 2 Downey on Monday night. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Barda Ghat Susta East, Bed Bahadur Podil, said the road that came into partial operation since Tuesday evening has been disrupted following torrential rain last night. Similarly, a section of the Kali-Gandaki Corridor Highway has been blocked due to a landslide triggered by incessant rains at Dalbuyang of Baglung Municipality 10. The main corridor roadway was closed for a week. The head of the District Traffic Office, Suman Nure, informed that the traffic in the area was blocked due to the landslide on Tuesday night and the vehicles have been advised to use the auxiliary road there. Likewise, the Budar Singh roadway in Tanau has been completely disrupted for a week following a landslide at Thap in Bandipur Rural Municipality 6. Meanwhile, the Mungling Mawa Khola road section along the Prithvi Highway has come into operation after the clearance of the landslides. The landslide took place at various places along the road after last night's rain. The Gamgadi Tarapani Sorukot road is disrupted since 2 weeks after landslide at Asithara of Soru Rural Municipality 8 washed away a section of the road. The Ambassador of Australia to Nepal, Felicity Walk, paid a farewell call on CPN Chairperson of CPN Maoist Centre, Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda, Minister Dr. Arzurana Deoba and Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari in a separate meeting. In the meeting with Chair Dahal, Ambassador Walk congratulated Nepal on the completion of the remaining works of the peace process as well as transitional justice. Ambassador Walk said that the dignity of Nepal in the international arena has increased due to this initiative. Likewise, in the meeting with the Industry Minister Bhandari, he said that Australia is the main destination country for Nepali students to study higher education. Furthermore, Minister Bhandari thanked the Australian government for the support available to the Nepali community in Australia. Similarly, Ambassador Walk emphasized that trade and investment relation between Australia and Nepal would be further strengthened. On the farewell call, Chairperson Dahal, Foreign Minister Rana and Minister Bhandari praised Ambassador Walk's role in strengthening Nepal-Australia relations during her tenure and wished her success in a further diplomatic career. The government has accelerated the rescue, repatriation and family reunification of Nepali hostages in India. The Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens has specially intensified the rescue of Nepali citizens who were forced to work in the conflict-affected areas without wages. Likewise, workers taken to Kashmir with assurance of employment in road construction with attractive wages were also rescued. Secretary of the Ministry, Dinesh Bhatra, informed that the information about 7 men from Dhanusa district and 21 men from Siraha aged between 24 and 60 years was received. Under the initiative, the leadership of the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens and in coordination with the Nepali Embassy in India, along with the technical support and cooperation of KEEN India, the victims were rescued and brought to Janakpur. 28 people who were brought to Dhanusa have been reunited with their families in presence of Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Naval Kishore Sahasthiti and other officials of the ministry. The Chief Minister of the Sudur Paschim Province Government, Kamal Bahadur Shah, is set to take the vote of confidence today. Shah, who was appointed as the Chief Minister on the 20th of Shravan, is preparing to take the vote of confidence in today's Province Assembly meeting. For the purpose of taking the vote of confidence from Chief Minister Shah, the meeting of the Province Assembly has been postponed for 3 p.m. today. Total of 3,829 applications have been collected from Portugal for making electronic passports. A joint team of the Department of Passports and the Nepali Embassy in Paris has collected public revenue of over ₹72 million from the passport-related mobile camp in Lisbon. Department's Director Moti Bahadur Sries said that the camp provided consular-related services including passport service, travel permit and approval. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The United States is aiming to lower conflict in the Middle East as fears of Iranian retaliatory attack on Israel loom. According to BBC, on Tuesday, the United States Ambassador to UN, Linda Thomas Greenfield, told the UN Security Council that the U.S. wanted to deter and defend against any future attack and avoid regional conflict. There are fears Iran could retaliate against Israel following July's assassination of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran, something Israel has not taken responsibility for. U.S. President Joe Biden suggested reaching a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas in Gaza could help deter Iran from launching an attack on Israel. International mediators from the U.S., Egypt and Qatar have been pushing for a ceasefire deal that would see Israeli hostages released to their families and Palestinian civilians returned to their homes. A new round of ceasefire talks is scheduled to take place in either Doha or Cairo on Thursday. The Russian border region of Belgorod has declared an emergency on Wednesday. According to CNN, the emergency was declared after new attacks by Ukrainian forces, with Kyiv claiming control of hundreds of square miles of Russian territory. Belgorod Governor Vasilis Galdkov said that the situation in the Belgorod region continues to be extremely difficult and tensed. The declaration came after Belgorod began evacuations on Monday as a result of Ukrainian advances following Kyiv's surprise incursion into the neighboring Kursk region last week. It was a notable change in tactics for Ukraine and marked the first time foreign troops had entered Russian territory since World War II. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of all the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives meeting begins. Preparations to pass transitional justice bill today. Monsoon-induced flood and landslides disrupt road section in various parts of the country. And United States says it aims to lower conflict in Middle East. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.